ہر شیر میرا ہم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے ہر شیر میرا ہم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے اور دوست ماں سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا اور دوست ماں سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالے صحرا لیے ہوئے گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالے صحرا لیے ہوئے وہ ہم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے ایزائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب ایزائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب ایزائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا ہے دوستو یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا ہے دوستو سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر اپنے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے اپنے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے ہر دو سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے ہر شیر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالے صحرا لیے ہوئے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم MashaAllah, this very beautiful poems and the meaning and the dard-e-dil, what feeling Hazrat has said them, is really, it's not really Hazrat's work also, it is only the inspiration of Allah. And whom Allah chooses for this, whom Allah loves, He chooses for this. Otherwise these subject matters, are really beyond human capacity to explain these things. The condition of the heart is not easy to explain, and to explain it in poetic form, whom Allah chooses, that is a great, great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Gulshan may be who Nala e Sehra diye hue. I am in the garden, in a beautiful garden, but in my heart is the pain of the desert. That is how when a person is in a desert, he is desolate, he doesn't know where to go, he's thirsty, it's difficult for him. Though I'm in a garden, a beautiful garden around me, but I'm not influenced by it. My connection with Allah, I still got that. How can I get a stronger connection? Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe e Rabbi jamaan. Of course, Hazrat said, what nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. But a real ashik and salik is never ever content. When he has tasted the wine of the love of Allah, and the qurb, the closeness, and the marifat, recognition of Allah, he just wants to drink more. He can't be satisfied. It is like that person who was on the beach in Bombay. Chopati is a famous beach. And famous there, they used to sell chevro. And the chevro used to be nice and strong also. And this person eating it, and his nose started running, water from his eyes also, and the way you feel like water is coming out from the ears also. Somebody sees him and thinks this poor man is suffering. But then he somehow is forced to finish that one packet. But when he's finished, with his own willingness, he goes and buys another packet. So Mahdi asks him, you're suffering so much, and you went and buy another packet and you're going to eat it, but ask him what enjoyment is there. So those who get the love of Allah Ta'ala, then somebody, the wife, somebody may tell them, you got a cold, don't get up for tahajjud tonight. You are a bit sick, don't keep roza. But they can't. They want to do it more. That love of Allah Ta'ala stirs them on. And they're not satisfied on anything. So though Hazrat says, I'm in a garden. And one time Hazrat went and visited one Nawab Sahib, like a king, a rich man. And all beautiful, the garden, all the arrangement, the trees. Hazrat Mir Sahib, Hazrat wrote a poem at that time when he was still the Khadim of Maulana Abdul Ghalib Kulpuri Rahmatullah. Hazrat wasn't now this famous Hazrat which we knew, he was just a Khadim. But he said that these things here don't influence me at all. But today, unfortunately, how many of our good people, pious ulama, we go to the rich and we praise them, mashallah, what a house you got, what a garden you got. All that, these things shouldn't influence us at all. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, if you have to go to the rich, they also are part of the ummah. How you pity the poor, you should pity them more. They are more deprived with all that. And when you go there, read Ya Mughni. Allah will save you of having the lalaj, the greed of all the things they have got. And think, one time, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was here on a tablighi safar, and we made Zuhar Namaz in Jami Masjid, and one prominent man of Azadwal, who has passed away now, Allah grant all Jannat inshallah, he was building something and he had a model of it in his car, and he had close contact with Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib. He had to ask Mufti Sahib to sit in his car, and they were going to his house or wherever. So Mufti Sahib told him, in a friendly, they were to Frank, he says, at this age you're still playing around with toys. He wasn't influenced, oh mashallah, you're building such a big factory or such a big this and all that. He said, at this age you're still playing around with toys, like children playing around with toys. Really, may Allah bless us with that reality. And we don't get influenced and get carried away with all these things. Har sher mera, gham hai tumhara liye huye. Hazrat says, every poem of mine, this is not just ordinary poetry, every poem of mine entails, takes within itself the love of yours. In other words, every poem, every line, every couplet explaining your love, that is what my poetry is all about. And Allah has created us to find His love, and then to find His obedience. That is why Allah has created us. And every poem of mine is with that. Aur dard muhabbat ka ishara liye hue. And every poem of mine has got the pain of your love, has got a sign of the pain of love of yours. So those who can see it, fortunate are they. Otherwise, many of us will listen to this poetry and with the translation also, but we don't see that love of Allah. And we don't see that connection. And unfortunately, this is not something new, but this is nature of man all along. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gave his kurta to his brothers, they take it to your father, and by Allah, by the barakat of it, will restore his eyesight again. Those people who deny barakat and tabarrukat, buzurgs, the barakat in buzurgs, clothing, etc., who deny it, they should take a lesson here from the Quran Sharif. But yeah, there is another lesson also. So they had it with them. It was with them. And they got it with them. But they didn't know what is the value of that, of it. The barakat and the tabarrukat, what they had, they didn't know. And the father, Yaqub alayhi salam in Canaan, thousands of kilometers away, he made it out. And he said that, Inni la ajidu riha Yusuf. I get the smell of Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam gave him on the kurta thousands of kilometers away. He's far away. Those who got it are not getting the smell. So unfortunately, many of us who are here, but we don't get the benefit. And people who are thousands of kilometers away, they are getting the benefit. Inni la ajidu riha Yusuf alawla antu fannidu. If you people don't think I'm a mad man, I'm an old mad man, then I'm telling you, I'm getting the smell of Yusuf Ali. So some people get that great benefit. They can be sitting very close or they can be very far. And some are deprived of it. They don't get that benefit whether they are close or whether they are far. So it is the capacity of a person and the earnestness and seriousness that he benefits. Ardo sama se gham jo uthaya na ja saka. The responsibility and amanat. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard fa-bayna yahmilnaha wa ashtaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. That amanat of deen, to carry deen, the responsibility to practice deen, to promote deen, teach deen, propagate deen. Allah presented it first on the great. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. The creation of the heavens and earth, Allah says, is more greater. It was a greater job than the creation of man. But they said, we cannot. They didn't deny and refuse, but they excused themselves. That the amanat is too great, we cannot. And insan, he came as a humble person, and really, as Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that insan was bhola bhala. And the example Hazrat gave so beautiful that a father tells his grown-up son, 18, 20, 22-year-old boy, do this work for me. Carry this box, do this, put this box at this side. And that young boy, he's in a different mood, he wants to go and play. He's got the other ideas in his head, he refuses. He says, I can't do it. And the two-year-old boy says, Abba, I will do it. The love that he has. And then what can the two-year-old boy pick up that boxes? So like that, insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. He was, and jahula, Hadrat used to make the tarjumah of it, bhola bhala. He was very bhola bhala. He said, I will do this. So that responsibility of deen, which the heavens and the earth, they felt, no, we can't do this. Insan said, Allah, I will do this. And the two-year-old boy, when he does decide and he wants to do it, the father will do it and he will go and tell the mother, your son did all this. The father drives, he puts the boy in his lap. What can the boy drive? 1.5, 2-year-old boy. But when he comes home, he says, tell the mother, you know, today your son, from here to there he drove. And he drove so well. So Allah does helps insan. But Allah wants that willingness from us. That desire from us. To stay away from guna, where some gunas are so hard, but you just get the support of Allah, you got no one. Allah Ta'ala will be there with you, and Allah Ta'ala will support you. And when you got Allah's support, you don't fear anyone. One time, a lion got caught in a trap, and it couldn't come out. So the fox went past, He told the fox, please help me. I mean a threat. Fox said, you ate my father up, where I'm going to help you. Then the other animal went past, a pug went past, you ate my wife up, you ate my daughter, I won't help you. All different animals went. A cock, a rooster went past. The lion asked, did I make any zulam on you? He said, no, not at all. He said, then take me out. He said, but you'll eat me up then if I take you. He said, promise, I won't eat you. He said, no, I can't trust you. He said, promise, your word? Yeah, my word. And he said, if you take me out, then whenever you need me, you'll have my support. Whenever, just call me and you'll get my support. So the support of the lion once you got, a person got the support of Allah, then what he's got to want? We need the support of Allah. What is the support of the lion also? Anyway, so the rooster took out all whatever it was, the lion came out, he told him, promise, that whenever I need you, you'll be, he said, I'll be there. One day the rooster was enjoying on the beach, lying, sleeping, enjoying the sunshine, and a wolf came to eat him. So quickly it went up the tree. Now the wolf can't climb the tree, so the rooster started giving azan there, kukriko, kukriko, calling the lion, I need your help, you promised you will help me. So the wolf asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm giving azan, it's namaz time. So he said, oh, you're giving azan. Yeah. So after the azan, he said, come down, let's make jamaat. So he says, no, we have to wait for imam, sir. Without imam, how can we make namaz? So he said, where's imam? He said, imam will be coming. Well, imam heard the azan. So the lion came out from the bushes. And there the wolf ran for his life. He said, come, come, let us make namaz. So he says, no, that imam sahab is a Deobandi. I'm a Bareli, I don't make jamaat behind Deobandi. I'm a Bareli, I don't make jamaat behind Deobandi. And he ran away. Anyway, the support, once you got the support of the lion, even a fox, which is a very, very cunning animal, and a very, very, it's an animal that is very frightened, a very coward animal, very frightened animal. But once it gets the support of the lion, it acts like the father of the lion. The way it talks with the people, because it's got the support. So once you get the support of Allah. So what is a lion? Nothing. If you get the support of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that is what we need. So this insan, when just get the help of Allah, you will carry that amanat which the heavens, the skies and the earth and the mountains and the seas could not carry. You will carry that and you will carry it comfortably. Once Allah's help is with you, you don't have to worry. You just give your adhan and Allah is there. Whenever you got a problem, connection, you connect yourself with Allah ta'ala. Wo gham tumhara dil hai, hamara liye hue. Your love. And you gave us the hearts which have got the capacity to carry your love. Now just gain that connection. Connect yourself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and then see what great enjoyments you will get. You got the support of Allah ta'ala. Kya ishka ye dosto ajaz nahi hai. Oh my friends, is this not the miracle of love of Allah ta'ala? Yeah, Ijaz presented this poem. Ijaz means miracle. And his voice is a miracle, mashallah. So, Hadrat says, Kya ishka ye dosto ijaz nahi hai? Isn't this the miracle of love? Love is a miracle. It's an abstract thing, you can't see it, but what it makes people do. Whatever love you have, love for your car, love for your house, you won't sleep. Middle of the night, may Allah save us. But water pipe burst and going to damage your carpets, going to your love for your house, you're going to get up, you put your sleep one side. Love for your child, middle of the night your child has to be rushed to hospital. You don't worry about your sleep, about anything. And illicit love has got so lot effect. And true love, what that? And the love of Allah. If a person gains that, really this love of Allah will make you, it will use you to move mountains from its place. The impossible will happen. All this will be on the love of Allah Ta'ala. Gulshan may be home, Nala, Sahra, I'm in the beautiful garden, but in my heart, I've got the cries of the person who's in the desert. I'm not influenced by this garden, and I'm not overtaken by this garden and all its enjoyment, and I forget Allah Ta'ala. You can be sitting in the garden, you can be having your tea and biscuits and ice cream, and there can be faluda and what, everything. Your friends are all there. But the ashik of Allah, his heart is connected with Allah. He is not overtaken by all these things. And a person who hasn't got that, and he's a jali, a false peel, he will ask for all these things. And then he will be like begging all these things. No connection with Allah Ta'ala. Though he hasn't got it, but he's living in that dream world. And the real ashik got it all, but he's not in it. He is with Allah Ta'ala. So that is where we have to reach. We are still far, far away. We think that now we are also great awliya, and we are also great ashiks, etc., and great arifs, but we are still very, very far. Izai khalqne kiya khaliq se bhi qareeb. The pain and the hurt caused by people made me closer to Allah Ta'ala. This was my fuel to come closer to Allah. This is also when a person has been spiritually nurtured and trained. If not, then that izah khalq will make him go court cases, make him fight with those people, will put him into backbiting, arguments, proving his point in his mind, I was right, these people did wrong to me, and like that. But if you got connection with Allah, sabr on that. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, how one person used to speak very bad about him, and he used to send him trays of mithai, chocolate, sweets according to our time. And when that person realized and he stopped, Imam Sahib also stopped sending. So he said that when I was speaking bad about you, you used to send me mithai, trays. He says, you are washing my guna, you are raising my position by Allah. How can't I must appreciate it, and I must express my appreciation. Now no more you speak bad about me, so my position is not good. So those who understand it, they take the right attitude. But those who don't, start fighting. And in their gatherings, these people did this, these people are so bad, these people, they have wronged us in this way. And you get involved in rebirth, in accusation, and in slandering, and all those things. While in the meantime, you think you're a big wali of Allah. But you are involved in these major gunas, very major gunas. And if you have connection with Allah Ta'ala, then with all these things, you make sabr, you tolerate it, you accept it. And you don't. And how many of our buzurgs and people, Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Mana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah, correspondence from his murids, and mashallah, most of the letters, big alfaz. Other letters should come with terrible words in it. You're the biggest fraudster, you're the biggest liar. And then the Khadims used to read it, so Hazrat say, read now, why you stop? You read the first line, and then he stopped. No, read it. These things are the things that elevate our position. Today we feel so offended. Anyone just didn't make salam, or he didn't look at us nicely, he didn't make salam nicely, or we get very cross. But these people, they should enjoy it. And it was the fuel in order to reach by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iza al-khalq me kya khaliq se bhi qareeb, faryaad ka har lamha sahara liye huye. And every moment of mine that I turn to you and I complain to you, I've got your support. And you got the support of Allah, what do you need? If this attitude, that is a wali of Allah. And if that attitude comes in us, you are in Jannah here in this world already. And no matter what the people, how they treat you, what they talk, criticize, accuse you, it doesn't harm you. You are happy. Har faryaad ka har lamha sahara liye huye. Every moment of my, when I feel sad like this, people are saying this, and I turn to you, I got your support. And you, when the rooster got the support of the lion, he just had to give azan. And there the lion, Imam Sahib, comes there. And he's ready to help him out. If you just give azan to Allah Ta'ala. The rooster's azan is loud. Your azan will be in your heart. The lion won't hear if you cry in your heart. Allah will hear you. Though you didn't open your mouth and speak one word, Allah will see, my friend, people are troubling him. Oh, my friend, okay, don't worry. I will take care. And what can the lion do? What won't Allah do for me? So the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Ye dil hai unke dard ka mara, ey dosto. This heart is that heart that has been, that has come under the hammer of the love of Allah. It has been fine-tuned in the love of Allah Ta'ala. That heart just turns to Allah Ta'ala. And it doesn't worry about the creation, what the creation say, whether they praise you, it makes no difference. Whether they criticize you, it makes no difference. Your heart has been made and it is for Allah Ta'ala. Seene mein muhabbat ka minara liye hue. In my heart, I got a minara. Tower of your love. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the minara of the masjid will be very high. So anyone who comes doesn't have to ask where's the masjid. He can see, oh, there's the minara, masjid is there. So have the love of Allah like that minara. Have it loud and clear and let it is calling out at the top of its voice, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And especially as chishtis, we must express that love. We must learn to express that love of Allah Ta'ala. And that comes from the beginning, where you express the love of your shaykh, this love of our mashayikh, our whole silsila, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the love of Allah Ta'ala. This is how it will come. And then this is how a person should be. That your heart must not only be filled with love, but like anyone can see from far, oh, there's the love of Allah. Don't be shy of wearing the khanqa topi. Don't be shy of wearing a proper sunnah beard. Don't be shy of wearing a kurta. Don't be shy. Don't shy away. And don't boast also. And don't be arrogant also. But don't shy away also. This love of Allah must be like the tall minara. It must be able to be seen clearly. Arif ka har sukoot hai pegham-e muhabbat. And the arif, what all this that he speaks of the love, he can't keep quiet. But every sukoot, every quiet moment of his has also is filled with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And you can make out now that while he's eating, he's thinking of the poor people. Ya Allah, we got so many dishes. And the food on our dastarkhan, all of us here, 30, 40 together, we can't finish this food. After we have eaten, the platters are full. But there are millions of people who haven't got one niwala, one morsel of food also. And we, even if we're feeling little hungry, they say today supper not before Isha. Supper after Isha. Now we're feeling little hungry, but we know after Isha and we know what the dastarkhan is going to be laid out. So for us, just that little bit sabr. And what about those people who got no idea? There's no promise of food from any side. What about them? So the arif, he, with all those things, he's not influenced with them. He gets a beautiful bedroom to sleep on. He thinks of how many millions of people who haven't got a shelter, who have, forget a bed. They haven't got a blanket to put under them when they sleep. Though they sleep on the floor, they haven't got anything. And he makes dua. That is the arif of Allah. The lover of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly he's living in this namaz, but his heart is in the desert. With all those underprivileged people, and with all those people who haven't still found the love of Allah, he's there and he wants to draw them all also into the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur inki tajalli ka nazara liye hue, and the tajalli of Allah, the focus of Allah, the nazara, like Hadrat, just to understand this, Hadrat explained, like if a person has got a switchboard, like a switchboard, lot of switches, he presses this switch, this button, presses this button, a reaction takes place. The door opens there, a light goes on there, this happens here, everyone has got some reaction. So just like that, Asma'ul Husna are the switchboard of Allah Ta'ala. You press Ya Sami'u, then Allah is listening to you. What is in your heart, Allah is listening to you. Ya Basiru, Allah is watching you. Wherever you can be, you are in difficulties, nobody to help you, it's raining, it's difficult. Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru, Allah is watching you. Crooks want to come to you, and they are going to harm you, you alone. Ya Batin. Ya Ba'atim, Allah will conceive. They won't see you also. And this happened. They saw you coming and you just vanished. Now they try looking for you everywhere, they can't find you. You just vanished. Allah Ta'ala concealed you. So all the names of Allah, and not only 99, much more names, they have got this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this is the tajalli of Allah. Or unki tajalli ka nazara liye huye. This whatever, when Allah Ta'ala, ya razzaq, you had no food, suddenly somebody came and they say, Maulana, come have a meal with us here. You went for namaz, you are hungry, no one. You just made salah, Maulana, please, you must come eat by my place. You, ya razzaq, Allah made intizam for that. For all your things, Allah Ta'ala. So this is that tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, which I see clearly that how Allah's help comes. اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر just imagine Hazrat is advising himself, and this is really advice for us that we try and live in this way in the world. اپنے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے. Get the love of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Today we want to speak of the love of Allah that people must say, MashaAllah, you know, when Maulana speaks, what he speaks of the love of Allah, that is for the khalq, raay khalq liye huye, for the creation we are doing. Do this, speak of the love of Allah, for the love of Allah. Do everything of this for the love of Allah. Our qiraat, our namaz, our everything what we are doing, it wasn't be to impress people. It wasn't to get praises of people. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The bayans that we present must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not for the praises of the people. So all these things also, make sure your niyat is also correct, you know. Do the things also. And together with that, your niyat also must be correct. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. آئیے قاری یعقوب صاحب.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ نمر اللہ محمد مزدعہ وزعال الزمن المطرواہ کی افعال ہے اور مضمون ہے من قوت صحابہ اکرام رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وزمائین وعرضا سیاہ دیتا میں پوشی دا جمالے حق کی تابانی سیاہ دیدہ. اور فرمائیے حضرت والا کے الفاظ میں سیاہ دیدہ, یہ نہیں کہا کہ آنکھ میں, سیاہ جرمن آنکھ. سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشی دا جمالے حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دنوں کو, صحابہ کے دنوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی. سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشی لا جمالِ حق کی تابانی. وہ سلطانِ جہاں تھے, کیا کہا, وہ سلطانِ جہاں تھے, وہ سلطانِ جہاں تھے, وہ سلطان جہاں تھے, لیکن کیا قلب میں تھا فقر پنہانی. مقام عبدیت کے, مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہانبانی. خدا دیدہ نظر کو, کیا کہا, خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تھا صحابہ نے, کیا کہا, خدا دیدہ نظر کو, یعنی کہا کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو الفاظ, سبحان اللہ, خدا دیدہ نظر کو, یعنی جس آنکھوں نے اللہ پاک کا نظارہ کیا, خدا دیدہ نظر کو, خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا کوئی ماں آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی کوئی رب آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی ربانی تجلی گاہ جو جہاں تھی تجلی گاہ جو جہاں تھی اسی روح منور سے تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی عطا میں راج روحانی ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی عطا میں راج روحانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے کیا دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرے انور پہ جلوہ آئے ربانی نبی کے چہرے انور پہ جلوہ آئے ربانی اور سنیے جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی کیا جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیسے احسانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تھا شہدائی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تھا شہدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پا تھی ان کی فرزانی وہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست توشا نے رسالت کا معجزہ کیا شتر بانوں کو بخشے شتر بانوں کو بخشے جس نے آدا بے جہانی شتر بانوں کو بخشے جس نے آدا بے جہانی خدا ان سے ہے راضی خدا ان سے ہے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی خدا ان سے ہے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی دنیا کیا شہادت اس حقیقت شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آ یا قرآنی شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آ یا قرآنی بلا غیر صحابی بلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا بلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا اور کیوں کہ ہے منصوص ان پر کہ ہے منصوص ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی کہ ہے منصوص ان پر منصوص مانے اس پر ٹھپا لگا سنگھ کا اللہ کا سنگھ بھی کس طرح کہ ہے منصوص ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی صحابہ کی محبت کو صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایماں سمجھتے ہیں صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایماں سمجھتے ہیں اور کیوں کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی آخری شعر ملاحظہ ہو صحابہ کی حیات صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے جو اختر دے رہی ہے جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پہ غام ایمانی جو ابتر دے رہی ہے رات دن پہ غام ایمانی سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشی دا جمالِ حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم منقبت صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین قالسی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین the virtues, the praises of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and see the tongue of ulama the sunnah wal jamaah and the ulama Deoband, that what i'tidal and what great love they have got for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we should be imbibed and bring these qualities within us as well. Siyah deeda me pushida jamal haq ki taabani, Rishab explained that the pupil of the eye is black. And there's a miracle of Allah Ta'ala. And the eye that sees, some people got blue eyes, grey eyes, green eyes, different color. But it's not that what sees. What sees is the pupil. And the pupil is black. And in blackness there is no light. How can you see in blackness when darkness is black? But black you can't see. But Allah's Qudrat and Allah is above impossible things. For Allah there is nothing impossible. So in that siyadidami, in that blackness of the eye, hidden, Allah kept jamali haqqi ta'abani, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala and the ta'abani of it. Ta'abani when a person is in josh, when a person is in full health and full vigor, so much Allah has kept in that black eye. If you just open it to which by the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom Jibreel alayhi sallam should come all the time. He was in connection with the ghayb all the time. Allah granted him mi'raj. There where even Jibreel alayhi sallam couldn't reach, there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was the kaifiyat imani of them? How what strong and strength they had that iman. Sahaba ki dilo ko jisne bakhsha noor e yasdani. That the hearts of the sahaba were blessed by Allah tabaraka ta'ala with the noor of the love of Allah. And that eternal, everlasting love of Allah ta'ala, their hearts were blessed with that. What was their position? Who can imagine what their position was? Was sultani jahan the qalb mein tha faqr pinhani. They were the king of the world. But in their heart, the qalb mein tha faqr pinhani. Hidden was the way of life of zuhd, of faqr, of faqr faqa, simplicity. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to eat little food that was a little bit of a better standard. He says, my all who I'm ruling over, everyone can't afford it. I can't have it. So this is what the condition was. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ruler of 2.25 million square miles. Not kilometers, 2.25 million square miles. He was ruling. But he's sleeping on the floor. A brick is his pillow. So these were those people. Sahaba ki dilo jise wo sultani jahat qalb mein tha faqr pinhani. And we, a poor person also today, acts like he's a very rich man. And the way he talks also. And even if he hasn't got airtight, but he's talking. Making that, see, I can talk all the time. So they were such people. They had what? They were sultani jahan. But at the same time, their hearts were filled with this simplicity, down to earth. Their hearts were connected with the poor, with the downtrodden. Maqami abdiyat ke saath thi unki jahan bani. And their jahan bani, they were ruling the world. But what that was? Maqami abdiyat. Simple, humble people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is conquering Baytul Muqaddas. After the whole details come, but when he's conquering it, he's coming there and he's riding a mule. He's got clothes that are patched in so many places. His clothes, his hair is disheveled. His clothes were the journey of so long, and he's entering as a conqueror. This was their condition. They were ruling the world, but they were living as simple people. Today we were borrowed money. And what other people think, we boast and that we can, we want to show off everything. But they having everything of their own, but they lived a simple down to earth life. Maqami abdiyat ke saath thi unki jahan bani. Khuda deeda nazar ko chuke dekha tha sahaba ne. Who saw Allah Ta'ala, Khuda Deeda, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they saw Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when that is their position, that high nisbat and that high ta'alluq, wo iman, aise kaise paasakega koi Rabbani, even a Rabbani today, where can he reach that? Always Karni Rahmatullah Ali, what a maqam and position of him. Such a position that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told a Sahabi like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you will meet always Karni, ask him to make dua for you. So what will be the maqam of always Karni? And not only that, and ask him to make dua for the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ask him to make dua for my ummah. So what must be his position? But with all their millions of always karni, rahimahumullah cannot equal one sahabi, the lowest ranking sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Those who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who saw Allah ta'ala. Where can anyone compare with those sahaba? Wo imam, aaj kaise pa sakega koi rabbani? You can be a rabbani, you can be the awliya, all the awliya together, all the aqtab together, but they cannot reach the stages of the lowest ranking sahaba. So high position Allah has given them. Today we must be very, very careful, protect our iman and the iman of our children. And if we have put them in the fire cauldron of universities and colleges, even more protect them. Because there their iman is being burnt out. At the universities and at the colleges and high schools, etc. These people, the Shias, the Salafis, that is their basis where they are making effort. The universities, the colleges, etc. We are destroying them. We don't know. They'll come home. They'll act like just like us. But inside what is happening is a different world they have gone into. And they feel we as normally, throughout history, the younger generation feels the older generation, these are old-fashioned people. They don't know anything what's happening today. We know better. And what's given out at universities, on the whole campus, not only the lectures, even what's happening on campus, they feel that is wahi, that is divine, that is 100% correct. And my poor parents, what they know what is happening in the world. They old-fashioned people, they people of that old zamana, what they know what is happening. So, but we have to respect them. And we are getting our money from them, we get shelter from them, we get food from them. We can't go against them. So outwardly they show us a nice face. But inside what is happening, al-amanul hafiz. And just say we have seen how many of good families, the boys and girls that have gone to these places, what has happened to them. It wasn't long ago we were having meals and one brother told from another country. He says, in our country we saw that the students who go to university, the first thing we noticed that capital punishment in Islam, for example. Then the status of women in Islam, they have completely opposite views. What Islam teaches, they have completely opposite views. They don't appreciate and they don't accept it also. If the iman gets watered down, the iman gets washed away there. They might get a degree, they might earn some money, and that is also just a false front. All that earning and all that also, there is nothing in there. It is a basis where iman is being snatched away from the people. تجلی کا جو جہاں تھی اسی روح منور سے تجلی کا تجلی آف اللہ the place where this تجلی کا came جو جہاں تھی which was the life is روح منور سے this روح which had نور the nur of the ruh of the sahaba by the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was filled with light. And when that on that the nur of Allah came, now what to say, nurul ala nur, they were nur, and unless the jaldi came on that, what to say of those were, that was the position of the sahabi. Har ek mu'min ko hoti thi ata mi'raj ruhani. Every mu'min, the sahaba, they had mi'raj ruhani, spiritual mi'raj all the time. They were in connection with Allah Ta'ala. The sahabi, one sahabi radiallahu anhu, is invited for a meal. So he thought that it might get late, my witr, I might miss it. Let me make my witr finish. He started his witr, next he heard Fajr Azan. That person complained that he said, if I was not invited and I hadn't made a promise, I should have never told you. But when I started my witr, I was in Mi'raj. I was by Allah Ta'ala. And where I'm going to come away from there, from that hour to this hour. This was the condition. And this was the ruh was munawwar. And Allah's nur was more on them. So this is what we also have today, all the time, with looking at women, filth, dirt, thinking of evil, etc. Money, peso, all the time. And then how can this come in there? We have to, and that is why our shagal and azghar, zikr, our tilawat, our du'as, we have to do that so that we become noor. And then when Allah's noor will come on us, then we will see what the difference will be. But we are not regular with our namazes, we are not regular with our tilawat, we are not regular with our zikr, and then we expect things to happen. One friend of us wrote, he says that so long I'm bayat, I'm with the khanqa, but I'm not regular with my zikr, etc. So I said that your battery is flat, you're not charging your battery, you're not coming to have your battery charged, how can the noor come? Okay, so this is that continuously we actually do all, and in order to be permanent with our zikr, we have to come regularly, and we have to hear it all the time. Okay, we don't like to hear it also, but we have to hear it. It will make us move slowly, slowly, and when we do that, this will bring noor. And now when Allah will, occasionally, it's not all the time, that noor of Allah will come, whether it's in your sajda, whether it's in your tilawat, you'll just see that, you'll feel that the extra bolt of lightning of noor of Allah just that hit you suddenly. But first you become prepare the ground for it. Hey, the farmer, he doesn't prepare his ground and he's waiting for rain to come. First prepare your ground, your seven, you have put your seeds, now you hope and make dua, ya Allah send it. And when the rains come, next morning you see your shoots are out. What joy goes through that farmer's heart. And that's the farmer, and the farmer of Iman. If you have prepared the ground of your heart, and now Allah's rain of rahmat came, and that bolt of lightning came, and hit on your heart, you will be out of yourself. You will not be within yourself. And this is really what happens. Mubarak unki aankho ko jin aankho ne dekhe the. How blessed were not those eyes. Those eyes that saw. What did they see? Nabi ki sehra alwa se jalwa ye fahai rabbani. Allahu Akbar. On the beautiful face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the face full of noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jalwa ye hai. Huge amounts, unlimited amounts of the jalwa of Allah Ta'ala. And also remember that in that very same Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was mawjood, present. And on his face was this jalwa, was this jalwa-i-rabbani. It was there in jalwa-i-hai. Unlimited amount, but Abu Jahl couldn't see it. Abu Lahab couldn't see it. How many others couldn't see it? So fortunate are those who can see it. MashaAllah, some of our friends also write, and what they see. Other friends don't see anything whatsoever. So it depends on the observer's eye. The king of the time complained about Majnu, that what does he see in Layla? Let me see this Layla. What thing? She must be a woman out of this world. They brought Layla to the king, and when he saw it, oh, ordinary woman, nothing special about her. What is this Majnu going mad for her? So what Layla replied, you need the eyes of Majnu, then you will see me. So you need the eyes of the love of Allah, then you will see the man of Allah. Otherwise we go for Hajj every year and every second month go for Umrah, but we don't see no Allah. And if you just go occasionally, but there you got the eyes of Iman, you'll see the Haram is full with Allah. The Haram of Medina is full with Allah Wala today, now. The Haram of Makkah Sharif is full with Allah Wala, but have the eyes of Iman. If you haven't got the eyes of Iman, then what are you going to, where are you going to see? You'll see nothing. You'll come back. You hardly saw the Kaaba. You just saw a building. You hardly saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You only saw the Rosa. And build us. This is why we have to come to the Khanqa, to build us. Jinnon maal o sar bhi, abru bhi chhan bhi de di. Those who gave their everything, their lives, their respect, their honor, their wealth, everything. Koi jaane ka kya unka maqam kaife ehsani. How can a person know what was their darja in this ages? Allah. Hamisha har sahabi raahi sunnat ka tha, shehdai. Every sahabi was a shehdai, giving his life for every sunnat. أترك سنة حبيبي لهؤلاء الحمقاء نحن قوم عزل الله بالإسلام. That our honor is in Islam. This was the blood and the life of the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنه. وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتھی ان کی فرزانی. لیکن خواب پانچ ہی ان کے فرزانی they were lovers badly in love with Allah Ta'ala. Where can the sand of brains reach them? The sand of cannot reach anywhere where they were the lovers. And where love goes, brains cannot reach them. You can't do anything with brains what love can do. Love works miracles. یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوستو شان رسالت کا. What was this miracle of the نبوت of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. شتر بھانو کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہاں بانی. That those people who were looking after camels and living with the camels and camel drivers, they become the leaders of the world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, when Allah gave him his khilafat, oh Umar, when you were small, when you were young, your father reprimanded you, you can't graze the camels, you can't look after the camel. Today you are looking after 2.25 million miles. Hey, what was the shan-e-risa? Sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda unse hai razi, aur woh Rab se hui razi. Allah is happy, radiyallahu anhum, wa radu anhum. Nas-e qat'i, a complete, definite, absolute ayat of Allah declared, let the world say what they want to about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhum. About Hazrat Umar, when Allah told radiyallahu anhu wa radu an, then what you have to even worry, that person is no sound, it's not even a pipsqueak. There's nothing whatever they say about any sahabi. When Allah declared, Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah. Shahadat is haqiqat par hai, khud ayat Quran. Ayats of the Quran are giving evidence. And that Quran which they also believe in. Those ayats are saying, so let them whatever they want to talk and any comments from the peanut gallery, it means nothing whatsoever. What Allah has declared. Bhala khair sahabi pa sakega martaba unka. A person who's not a sahabi, can he ever reach their position? Ke hai mansoos un par rahmat haq fazle rahmani. That ayats, mansoos ayats, clear command of Allah, that what their position is, and these are rabbani and they are rahmani. Sahaba ki muhabbat ko bhi hum iman samajhte hain. The love of the sahaba, it is part of our iman, our yaqeen. If you don't have the love of the sahaba, your iman is in a very serious thing. The love of the iman, Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, Ulama-e Deoband, our love of the sahaba is part of our iman. Ke unke dam se ummat ko mili ta'aleem-e Qur'ani. It was only through them that we got deen, we got Qur'an. If the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were not there, where should we know who is Allah? Who is Nabi? The sacrifices of the sahaba. And they did not sit with it in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. They went in the world and they taught. And today we are also it is their barakat that we are Muslims today and we have got iman. Sahaba ki hayati ba wafa tarikh iman hai. And their loyalty, history is evidence to it. We go to Uhud, which Hazrat Sadiq Qom is. And what is the lesson? That 70 sahaba in one day gave their lives for the truth of deen and to bring iman and to bring Islam in the world. History has written the love of the sahaba with the blood of the sahaba. Not on a computer, not with ink, blue and black ink, but with the blood of the sahaba, history has written their dedication and loyalty to Islam and their love for Islam. جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی. And this is what Hazrat says, this is what we are telling the people, the message which the sahaba brought, and their love was written with their love, or with the blood of their body, their love for Allah Ta'ala, they gave their lives. They did not think anything of themselves. These are our great, great sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah give us the true aqeedah and the real muhabbat, and to follow in the beautiful, shining ways of the sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum.
دل میرا ہو جائے میں جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آوگی درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل زہر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جہر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا
نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری بھلا، مستحق میں کوئی نہیں ہو بد کردار نہ مسیحا، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یارب بخش دے میرے طالب بلا، اب تو رہے بس کا میں آخر دل دے صبح ہے میرے
کا سبحان ربك رب العزة